This Friday is week 10 of high school football, and Elyria has something special planned, and we have Amy Higgins from the Elyria Schools. Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah.
And this Friday is the Elyria Schools tailgate party, right?
It is. The tailgate party is has really become a tradition, and we've been hosting it now for probably the last 8 or 9 years at Elyria High School. And traditionally, we hold it on the last home game of the season, which also happens to be senior night. So it's a big night for the band, senior band members, and also for the football players. But the tailgate party is a fundraiser, actually, for Elyria School's levy and bond campaigns. But it's just really a fun night out. We have an amazing football stick to your ribs kind of food spread that for $10 a ticket is really a good deal. Some of the things that we're featuring on the menu, we have, of course, bratwurst with sauteed peppers and onions. We've got chili and cornbread, homemade macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans, dessert, and a beverage, all for $10. So it's a really good deal. You can stop by before the game. We start serving at 4:30 all the way up until 7 o'clock. And we've even got dollar dogs and chips for the kiddos. But we've got some other stuff for the kiddos, too. So I'm going to kind of throw a bunch of stuff into one announcement
okay,
today.
Okay, sure.
You talked about ghosts and goblins. We're also having a costume party that night. This is the second year that we've done that. We invite any child up to age 18 to come to Elyria High School in their costume, and they can register to be in the contest. Registration starts at 4:30, and we actually give away medals for first, second, and third place. And we kind of challenge our school buildings that if whoever has the most student participation wins a traveling trophy, and the trophy has like a witch with a broom on top. It's actually a lot of fun.
Oh. So you've done this for a number of years, or well,
the costume contest is relatively new. This is the second year
okay.
for it. But last year we had about 60 kids show up for it, and it was a blast. The kids are adorable.
Now, do these same kids end up showing up at the game, and you'll wonder why they're dressed like
possibly
something like that? I mean, I've seen different colored hair and suit, and you know,
yes.
kids. It has nothing to do with Halloween, so you never know when you see something at a game like that.
Possibly.
Or there's the ones that they paint their chests, or you know.
Yeah, that's our
thing.
Pioneer pack at the home games. Our student section, they'll show up in costume. I'm quite sure.
Well, it's all about the spirit, and you know, kind of showing the enthusiasm for the school. And you mentioned how this tailgating kind of started with the Elyria Citizens Committee.
Yes.
And usually at the time, it's a fundraiser to get the money so that help with the levy campaigns and things like that.
Yes.
But even when there isn't any kind of campaign going on, this group still exists. And it shows, I guess, how the community stays involved with the schools through the time.
It really does. And I have to say, you know, obviously, one of the main goals is to raise some money for the cause. But really, it's become more of a community gathering. We do, the Citizens Committee hosts two annual fundraisers, the tailgate party and now Cinco de Mayo. Used to be Mardi Gras, but we switched over to Cinco de Mayo. We've been doing it for about a decade. And it's just a wonderful time to get together with community members and parents. We have, you'd think that it would be all school people who show up at these things because it benefits the schools. Yeah. But really, it's a wonderful mix of community and school. And really, it's a great time to get together with them and mingle because we don't really get those opportunities unless we're at a game.
Well, they also probably get to mingle with the new superintendent, too, right?
Yes,
now,
yes.
Now, he had a coffee or some kind of a meet. What was this recently that your superintendent had?
Yes, they're resident talk sessions. He hosts them. He just had the first one this week, actually, this past week on last Tuesday. And he's going to be, they're really just informal, open dialogue with the superintendent. His wife makes homemade cookies that he brings with him for the morning or evening session. And he just pretty much opens his door to come in and chat about things that are on people's minds. It was really a great turnout last week. We had about a dozen people that came, which was a very nice, informal, casual setting. They were able to talk about some things that were on their mind, but also have some. They had some creative ideas for solutions to things that might have been a concern in the beginning. So he felt that it was very productive. He's going to be hosting one in the morning each month and one in the evening each month to try to accommodate working schedules as well. And we have that schedule on our website.
That's good. Knowing him for a while, is he a morning person or an evening
person?
Oh,
he's a morning person. Oh, my goodness. Like 6 a.m. morning.
Well, that's, you know, ready to go when the bell rings, and is there for everybody at the in the schools as well. Our guest today, Amy Higgins, this morning talking about the Elyria High School tailgate party that's going on. Again, what's the time and the location for that?
It's this Friday. Begins at 4:30, ends at 7 in the Elyria High School cafeteria, and you can buy tickets at the door. We also serve carry out, so if you can't stick around, you want to take a good meal home, you can do that as well. And we're going to be concurrently with the tailgate party, we'll have a costume contest for the kids down in the Performing Arts Center, and also a family movie. We're going to be showing Monster House, and that's all free.
Okay. Speaking of monsters around your house, what's the costume that people are excited about?
Oh, gosh. You know, my daughter's gone back and forth between Rapunzel, Glinda the Good Witch, and an evil witch. Wow. So I don't know where we're going to settle this week.
Well, there's a gown and some sparkles involved with that,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes, yes. And the baby doesn't care. We'll probably just put her in something that's warm.
Well, sure, yes. That's the fun part of that. You get to choose that one.
Yes.
There's a point, though, when they start speaking their own mind. And
yes, my four-year-old is there.
Yes, ready to go with that. Well, Amy, we appreciate coming in this morning as well. And again, people can get those tickets, $10. It benefits the Elyria Citizens Committee, but it's a lot of fun tailgating. And again, Elyria taking on Mentor this Friday in week 10 of high school football.